was coming down there. I was teaching, the young man was teaching, and I went down one night and Sally wouldn't answer the door. And I saw the lights on Woodman's door, and Sally was the phone there. I said, "Where were you last time down there?" She had heard the banshee, and she was looking at the door, and her husband's uncle died the phone, died that night. I also remember my father telling me stories about McLone when they were claiming land, and that field is called the Lisheen to this day. That's on my uncle's farm, the home place. And he was reclaiming the 1950s, and then everyone ran out and said, "Don't touch that. It was a grove of trees." And the story was that the unbaptized babies were buried there in 2 centuries ago. It's still there to this day. And you go down compared to Mayo, where Mary's farm, there are various trees in different spots where the road has never been straightened because they won't touch that tree. And stories of misfortune have come to farmers and families as a result of breaking a branch off or doing damage to what they call a fairy tree. Mm. So I would stay among the majority of older people in Ireland, so it would be taken with seriously. That, you know, I personally myself would not touch a tree as regards a fairy tree.
Below my area, do you know the one? I mean, just up from the road on the left, before you get to my turn.
Oh, is there one?
You know that one there? Yeah. It's quite a big one, and it's got all bushes in it now, but that was the fairy fort that Kathleen identified as where the banshee had come out of and gone back into, that area.
Yeah.
And also, the other thing is, I know both Pat Compton and my brother Patrick, when they were up at my house one night, in fact, we were having a party, and a lot of people were there. I mean, you know, crowd is there, and just everybody drinking. It's quite late at night, though, and they both saw a light rising out of that fairy fort and travelling up the hill in the air, which, of course, is another thing the fairies do. They travel as lights in the air, if you see that. That's a fairy thing. But anyway, so that's I know that those were both kind of associated with that particular fort. Now, whether there are other stories associated with other forts, I don't know. But those would be sort of fairly modern instances, I suppose.
Yeah.